BMW. Sounds like you're running late.
Wee bit. I missed the first beat. It'll be all right.
News one too many times.
I turned in long clock on last night. I finally woke up this morning. I'm like, damn, why is it 5:30 or 5:20 or something like that? I'm like, that's all. And then I realized I was a little bit further behind than I needed to be.
I'm at 5:20 and you're out the door at 5:45. That's impressive.
Big help on that. Well, I get in the shower, she'll get my clothes out, pack my lunch and everything, and get the coffee and everything going.
It's in there somewhere.
Yesterday.
It was good and uneventful.
Wish I could say the same, man. Mine was wide open yesterday. I hope it's a little calmer today on hump day.
Keep up our little outage. I think tomorrow it wraps up, so we'll be in good shape then.
Be good.
Weekend.
Forward to that. Is there any contest going on this weekend?
This weekend. I looked last weekend, but not this weekend.
Portable setup out. Play with my vertical antenna. I made some more radials for it, see if it'll get in a little better, because I've tried to check into the single sideband, the South Carolina single sideband net from the beach, and man, they barely above the noise. I had to do my call sign about 4 or 5 times.
A lot of those park guys use those Wolf River coils.
Very, very similar to the Wolf River. I think it's quite the pole off top of it, but it's similar concept. It's a super antenna.
It'll be another month and it'll be a field day.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to give me some good radios. It comes with one radio for each band, and I guess that's sufficient. I mean, I can transmit, but I don't know if that's why it's so low whenever I'm trying to check in. It could just be the radiation angle. I ain't got a clue.
Just the distance and the angle on that makes all the difference in the world.
I don't know. I know verticals, different things. I don't know enough about them, so I know it works. And I'm trying to save myself the $600 from the mag loop antenna that I want. So I'm really trying to make the vertical work.
Antenna?
Capacitor is the main thing that's a big holdup. If you want to run any amount of wattage out of it, you got to have the beefier ones or the vacuum, like a vacuum tube variable compressor or something like that. And those are a lot more expensive too. So you start spending $100, $200 just on the capacitor.
Not too much about that. It's definitely the wrong field for me. KN4 TFW.
Jay's got a little box that's a loop tuner. Now, I don't think it runs still a lot of wattage, but it's basically a variable capacitor in a little box that they sell, and you just hook a wire to either side of it and make a loop out of it. And supposedly it works good, but I'm scared to order anything from MFJ right now, so once I can order from DX Engineering, I probably will. You don't have to run the radials and stuff for a loop antenna.
Doing all right.
Get the knolls on the, what is it, to the plane of the loop. Other MFJ product in, I'd be real happy about that.
Shipping stuff is just really struggling right now. I imagine it's going to go on for another 6 months or so. I was coming by the Toyota place there in Greer thinking, man, they're just almost out of cars.
So normally we turn in a car roughly a year, or I don't remember how many miles it is, like 12,000 miles. But now, because they're in such high demand, like just the dealers can sell everything they get their hands on, they've opened it up, because normally you're not supposed to turn them in. If you do, it's a year that you can't get back in. Now they're just like, hey, if you want to turn your car in, you turn your car in, no penalty, but you probably won't get one until 2022. And they also not letting us lease pretty much anything right now except for maybe certain models.
I mean, there's an accident right here on the ramp.
That?
Right here at the 85 and 29, getting on headed north. It's kind of a funky ramp there, and they right down here at 29, two cars collided. Keen last night.
Down sideways. Oh, I mean, it went from nothing to just rain, and then it was gone 10 minutes later. Like, what in the world?
I went out there and was watering the plants, and it kept threatening the rain, and only just a couple of drops came down. I see the road's wet right here on the interstate.
Any more last night? I just know that one time, man, it came down. It was coming all inside my screened-in porch and everything. It was pouring down rain. I didn't look at the sensor to see how much we got, but it was crazy. KO4CF ID.
It sprinkled a little bit earlier in the day, but I thought maybe it rained because I saw there were some puddles on Wade Hampton, but not enough to amount to anything.
I don't think we've had rain in a week. My poor old garden was going rough. I had to pick up the watering frequency on it.
Some new plants in that, and I had to go out there and water them. All the house plants had to water them. They're outside for the summer now.
Banana plant got some rain yesterday. It was just shy of where the roof was at, so it got a little bit. I'm hoping that thing will take off. So far, I don't feel like I'm doing a good job with it because the leaves keep getting, like, brown spots on. I'm like, dang, what am I doing wrong?
The soil ain't right, or too much water, not enough water. You can't never tell.
It's driving me crazy, so hopefully it'll do good. Once it takes, maybe it'll be all right. I mean, it's still growing. We're still getting leaves. It's still small.
There's a house over on Edwards Road my wife passes on the way to work, and they got some banana trees that every year, you know, they're 6 and 8 feet, and they're, you know, 6 inches in diameter with 3 foot long leaves. I don't know what kind they are, if they grow any bananas, but they look good.
Before, but we'll see. Maybe not this year, maybe next year. And I don't know if it's got enough time this year to really get going too much. I don't know. We'll see what happens. And I hope I get some good parking this morning.
Night shift is left already?
Some of them that are gone. I might not get lucky enough to run right into where they leave, but hopefully there'll be some early ones that have left, or maybe they leave a few minutes early. I don't know, but usually our B shift, they'll walk out at 6 p.m., but you got the paint shop and body shop's got different times, so maybe I'll get lucky.
Change up here until like 7:30.
Forever to finally split the shift up a little bit. They were, let's see, they were 10 minutes apart. So A shift was coming in. The parking lot was still slam full. Now it's 6:10 and A shift starts at 7. So, you know, most people get in a little earlier now, but at least let the parking lot clear out. Morning.
But it was supposed to have been really big.
As of now, it's an orange or reddish color. It's about a quarter, maybe a little bigger than that, maybe a half. Crazy looking. I don't know if you can see it when you get out of your car at work, but it's definitely worth looking at.
Yeah, full moon.
In front of it right now, I don't know if it's a cloud or not, but it's definitely not quite full for me.
Be a partial eclipse tonight.
Up. I definitely won't see that.
It's on the west coast, but it's just a partial on the east.
Be the breakout telescopes tonight.
It's gonna be.
Looking fine now.
Tell you stayed up and watched it if you're late in the morning.
Yeah, roger that. Have you heard from Ed lately?
No, I haven't. I got to text him and that. I mean, I saw him do a couple of Facebook posts and that, but I haven't seen him. Maybe that driver finally is way, way early.
I figured he must be getting done early enough where he's home and enjoying some coffee and radio by the time we get on in the morning.
For a couple of minutes, but I haven't heard him either.
Day that I talked to him, I can't remember. I think it was yesterday because I was surprised. Usually he's not on the radio on Tuesday, and he was on. But I am pulling up into the parking lot now, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 Ken. I hope you have a great, uneventful day at work, and hope it will holler at you maybe this afternoon. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Have an awesome day, and I'll try to catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.